Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Hold on. Shh. I'm still listening to the end of the Golden Globes.
Is it still going on?
Oh, my God. He gets.
You know, there was other stuff on television.
No, I know. But I was watching because, you know, I'm such a sucker for this stuff. Because it's like, who's going to say what, you know, who's going to make everybody go, oh, you know, in the audience and whatever.
Yeah.
And it was, and I'm just such a sucker. And I'm like, okay, let's watch it. But I kind of watched it the way Darren watches football, which is we got like an hour and a half into the show and then we started it so that we could like fast forward through all the commercials and all the boring speeches that I didn't care about.
Right.
You know? And so that's a good way to watch it. But then it gets towards, you know, like heading towards 9 o'clock and they're still not finished.
I think the best way to watch it is on E! News. That is the absolute best way to watch any awards program.
I agree. And but yeah, you know, there were moments where I was just like, oh my God. You people, you're so self-righteous. Good God, get over yourselves.
E! News, all you get is the highlights, man. That's all you really need. That would answer all of the questions that you asked at the very top.
Yeah, but did
who
they
said
show?
What? Who did this? Who got what?
Right, right.
All those questions are answered in under 90 minutes.
But did they show
seconds.
That really, really ugly dress that Catherine Zeta-Jones wore?
They absolutely show everything, especially the ugly dresses.
God, that was the ugliest
was
dress
it?
I've ever seen.
Why so?
Because it was a pair of black granny panties and a pair of, and a, like a lace overcover. It was the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I'm going to have to go look for that. I'm into black ugly granny panties. That's my jam,
you
man.
You know, I mean, one of the world's most beautiful women ever.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they put her in?
Sure.
Come on, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know better than that. A pair of black granny panties. Come on.
It was comfortable.
Yeah, no. It didn't look comfortable at all.
She could eat whatever she wanted.
I know. Because it's really Spanx.
That's right. You don't have to hold it in all night, man.
Yeah, but she's standing next to her father-in-law, and she's essentially naked. It's like, come on.
They're a close family.
Apparently.
Yes. Besides, he's like 101. Respect.
He is, yeah.
How harmful could he be?
No, I'm not talking about him being harmful. I'm talking about her being disrespectful.
Oh, come on.
Totally.
He's 101. Respect. Man needs a little eye candy about this point in his life. I mean, come on, man.
No.
I mean, even if it is his daughter-in-law, it's not like, you know, it's a blood relative. So it's good. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah, no. It was really the ugliest dress of the night. Totally. The ugliest dress of the night.
Of
the night.
Now I'm really going to have to go look for it.
Hands down, the ugliest dress of the night.
As soon as my computer boots up, I'm Googling
Catherine Zeta-Jones Golden Globes.
Golden Globe dress. Can't wait. So what'd you think about Oprah's speech, man?
You know,
that's what everybody's talking about this morning.
I know.
Look, there she is on television right now as I open my mouth about her.
You know, I mean, I love me the Oprah. Who doesn't love Oprah? You know?
Me?
I do. I love her. I think she's great. I mean, she's got such an amazing story. I mean, talk about, you know, coming from nowhere. She's a multi-billionaire. She's amazeballs, dude. There's nothing that woman can do wrong. I just wasn't that excited about her speech, you know?
I don't know. I think she does Weight Watchers wrong.
She does Weight Watchers wrong.
Clearly.
You know what? Neither one of us can talk, so, you know, we need to look in the mirror when we talk about that kind of thing.
But I'm not a spokesperson for Weight Watchers.
No, I agree. I agree.
Okay.
100%.
But clearly she's doing that one wrong.
I just think that it was too canned. I felt like we've heard this before.
Well, sure.
You know, and I'm like, I was expecting something a little bit more off the cuff.
Hashtag me too.
Yeah. And so I was just like.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like 5 minutes into it, I was like, hashtag time's up.
Hashtag. Hashtag heard it before, Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and then everybody on the Facebook was going like, oh, my God, Oprah, we're not worthy. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know.
I've heard better.
Yeah.
I've heard better from Oprah.
Yeah.
I've heard better from Oprah when she was opening her show.
I know. I liked it better when she was just giving everybody cars.
Right?
You get a car, you get a car, you get a car.
I mean, she's great
and
everything.
That was way more inspirational.
But I really do think that...
Except for that part where she was like, but you got to pay the taxes, but you got to pay the taxes, but you got to pay the taxes.
Here's the tax bill.
Yeah.
I just think, I really do think that she's seriously considering a run.
No.
Dude, her boyfriend, Stedman, tells the press she would do it. It's up to the people.
No.
That's what he told the press.
Now this is getting ridiculous.
I'm telling you what Stedman said.
Well,
I'm telling you what Stedman said.
What does Stedman know?
He He's not Gail. I know. I get it. He's not Gail.
then I'm not buying that for
Although,
a second.
Although, one of the best moments of the night was when Reese Witherspoon was introducing her.
Yeah.
And she said, Oprah's hugs could stop war. They're amazing. Just ask Gail. Yeah. Because that's pretty much what the reaction was of the people in that room.
What is she trying to say?
I don't know. But it was like everybody went, ooh. It was pretty crazy. I was laughing my head off. I'm like, dang, girl.
Yeah. Could you see it on her face? Could you see Reese go,
oops? Well, you could see Reese kind of like, you could see
she
Reese.
She realized, you know how when you say stuff and then you realize what you just said?
No.
How it could have been interpreted? Uh-uh.
She kind of had like an almost a little, like a couple of seconds of a sly
like
grin.
Like a glint in her
yeah.
eye.
Yeah. I loved it. I'm like, come on, Oprah, tell us what we all know. We love you, girl. We don't care. You know? What ifs? I'm perfectly willing to have Gail as first lady. I really am. I love Gail. She's great. She's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really do think Oprah's mulling a run.
No.
I do.
Yeah, you're being silly.
Nope.
No, that's just ridiculous.
I'm thinking.
That's getting out of control now.
Dude, last night was nothing but an advance to see what people would say.
Because then I'm going to be in such a predicament because it's Oprah. So, or am I going to vote for Kid Rock? I mean, who's it going to be? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to be really torn.
Right?
Especially if they both run for the same party.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's like, what am I going to do?
Well, good thing is that they won't. Kid Rock is a Republican, and Oprah is not.
Oh,
she's a Democrat.
Ooh, that's going to make it even tougher.
Head-to-head, man. Yeah.
Ooh. And yep. What if The Rock also decides
O-M-G.
To run?
OMG.
Can you imagine?
No, I think what The Rock would do.
What this country is going to be in?
No, I think what The Rock would do is he would take his place by Oprah's side.
Oh, you
he
think
would be
he
the,
would
vice,
be the
president.
Vice president?
I do. I do.
So where would that leave Tom Hanks?
He just wants to be. He just wants to be chief of staff.
Oh. Okay.
I got this figured out, man.
It looks like you do, man.
I got this all
it looks like
figured
you do.
Out.
So there's no place at the table for Kid Rock, is what you're saying.
Well, you know.
Oh,
the thing
man.
Is that, you know, they have a lot of China in the White House.
Yeah.
And that guy's pretty much, you can tell, he's used to eating on paper plates.
Definitely a styrofoam kind of guy.
They cannot let him near the priceless China, so yeah.
Settled in. Kid Rock has my vote. Kiss FM. That is Friday. She Instagrammed that she had to put her dog down.
Oh.
Yeah, she Instagrammed, and I quote, I had to finally make the hard decision to put my beloved Stinky down last night.
Well, poor Stinky.
After an amazing 17 years together.
17 years?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's tough.
Christina's post also included a tribute video for Stinky, which is set to the song Loyalty by Kendrick Lamar. Now, I don't know whether that was Stinky's favorite song or if it's Christina and she just felt that way about it.
Right, right, yeah.
There's no telling now.
Because, well, we can't ask Stinky anymore.
Yeah, I feel you, Christina. We've had to do that several times already. So,
God.
Yeah, I'll tip a 40 for your homie,
yeah,
Stinky.
That's like the worst.
It's Mike and Tricia. Kiss FM. This is a big deal for women.
Okay.
All right? Because ladies, you all tend to stress a lot, right?
Yeah.
Stress a lot. There's a lot of things that women stress over. I'm going to tell you what science has determined will calm you down.
Oh, good. Okay.
And it's a simple thing. It will calm you down. According to a new study, when you're feeling anxious
yeah.
or stressed,
okay.
and you immediately want to feel calmer, all you have to do is smell your significant other's shirt.
Really?
Just sniff it.
Really?
That's all you got to do. Research has found that when women smell their partner's shirt, their cortisol?
Uh-huh.
Their cortisol levels drop immediately.
Wow.
That's what triggers anxiety. That's what triggers stress.
Levels. Okay.
Right? So they're all connected to stress. So sniffing your partner's shirt, for whatever reason, calms you down.
Oh, wow.
In their research, women who didn't smell a shirt that belonged to their partner, their levels were heightened.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Hmm.
So you see, you think that we just leave our dirty clothes all over the house to add to your misery. But it turns out, and science has determined, that we're just trying to help you relax, ladies.
I'm thinking this whole scientific study was done by a man.
That's why we do it. To keep y'all from bugging out and stressing.
Sure.
So the next time you're having a horrible day, just grab your partner's shirt and give it a whiff, my friend. Just give it a whiff. Kiss FM. I don't like Oprah. Sorry, not sorry.
What?
I know. This morning, it's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Kiss Oprah's butt. Hope she runs for president in 2020. It's the thing to do. Sorry, not sorry.
Wow.
Not a fan of Oprah.
You know, people know where we work. We're going to get an angry mob out in front.
Sorry, not sorry. I don't like when she does that thing. Can't stand it. Can't stand it when she does that singy thingy that she does.
Yeah.
Like in the current commercials for that weight loss thing that she's pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Freestyle. Free. No. No. Besides, I invented that. How long have I been saying, shopping?
You have been.
Decades.
I know.
Decades.
I know. Dude, I used to hear you say shopping when I was just a listener.
You see?
You know?
She's been on my tip for decades. I know that it's a thing to do this morning. Kiss Oprah's butt.
It's true.
Hope she runs for president.
Oprah, hashtag Oprah 2020.
Sorry, not sorry. Who else has a sorry, not sorry they'd like to vocalize this morning? Kiss FM. I know. We're all supposed to worship at the altar of Oprah Winfrey. Can't stand her. Sorry.
Oh.
Not sorry.
Mm.
What about you? 880-9393.
I have a sorry, not sorry.
Something that you should feel bad about. Something you should maybe be embarrassed over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you just don't.
Just not.
Mm-mm. No, it ain't happening. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. I can't stand Chico's Tacos. Sorry. Not sorry.
Ouch.
Can't stand them.
Ouch.
Won't eat them.
No, huh?
I think the last time I ate Chico's Tacos,
yeah,
I'm guessing was 15 years ago.
Ouch. I mean, I believe they're overrated, but
no.
Boy, I can't. No, I
can't do them.
I'm not like I'll eat them.
No. I don't even.
I'm not gonna go out of my way for them.
No, if I have to go to Chico's Tacos,
yeah.
And honestly, the last time I darkened the door of Chico's Tacos was 15 years ago.
Wow.
Honestly, I just won't even go there.
Yeah, but are you sorry?
Nope, not sorry.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.